Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. And, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 8th of September, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Ashley. And
good morning.
Good morning, Ashley. And I'm just kind of like going in a circle here because I looked at the clock. And for some reason, I thought it was 3 minutes off.
Uh-oh.
But no, it was me. I was 3 minutes off. So, good morning.
Good morning. Happy National Ampersand Day.
Wait a minute. What?
Ampersand? It's you do shift 7. That image is the ampersand.
Okay.
It's a very important punctuation. It comes from the ET.
Oh,
it looks
okay.
Like that, you know, ets all. And is what it means. Anyway, our weather today. We're looking at about 20 degrees cooler today than we were yesterday. Yesterday we had a high around 112. Today we're looking at 93. But that does not mean we are out of the woods. We are under a massive wind advisory for most of the day and a red flag warning throughout tomorrow at least. Because of that, we are having the public safety power shutoffs. Check PG&E for more information on that. Make sure you are ready to go. We are looking at a north to northeast wind of 22 to 30 miles per hour with gusts as high as 38. I know they were in Butte County, the Jarbo Gap. They had up to 50 miles per hour. So a lot of fire hazards out there. But at least our temperature will be somewhat cooler. Your AC won't be struggling quite as much today as it was yesterday.
Well, like you said, we're going to have power shutoffs. And they started last night at about 7 p.m. And we had some locations right here in Shasta County. And the reason being the fire danger and the high winds. Mm-hmm. On the way to work today, I passed several limbs that had been knocked off trees. So, and some comments in here, wind, power outage, messes to clean up, more fires.
Yeah, yep, a lot of, we're expecting any small fire that starts within the next couple of days is going to become a very big fire very quickly.
Well, you know, California has reached historical proportions when it comes to fire, as we know. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. And with me is Ryan Odle and Joanne Crosetti from Turtle Bay.
Hey, morning.
So, hello.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Well. So, lean in there, Joanne, so you get in. And and if you move that little metal thing up in front of that, there you go. Now you can get it even closer.
All right.
Our producer put it on, but it was because we were replacing microphones yesterday.
Ah.
And we've got more on the way. You know, we like to just keep up on the latest. So, Brian, what's going on, buddy? And congratulations on you just got promoted. You are the man now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the man, but I'm a man at Turtle Bay.
A man. One of two.
Yeah. This is such a great time for Turtle Bay just this past week. We are firing on all cylinders. Indoor and outdoor areas are open. So that's a big win for all of us at Turtle Bay, the fact that some of the health guidelines changed. We're still at limited capacity, but everything's open. So we had a great Labor Day weekend. We had some of our exhibitions that our team had set up like over a month ago, hoping, you know, that we'd be open for, did still get a whole week for people to enjoy that. That was that Making Sense. But now we're gearing up for quite a few of our regular events here. We're gearing up on October 3rd will be our next fall plant sale. And you can see more information there on the website and check our social media. But, that 14th annual fall plant sale, great time to plant. From our horticulture manager, she told me in the fall is the best time to plant all of your
perennials. So you've got a big plant sale going.
Yes. Well, okay. October 3rd. Yeah.
October 3rd.
Yeah.
Well, if I tell you what, Linda's going to be all over that.
I hope so.
Oh, no. We you all have great sales. And you put on your you describe everything.
Yeah.
So well.
The inventory list.
The inventory list. Yeah. What it is, what it looks like, and what its common name is. You know.
Totally. So. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing how our the common name, but then also all of our staff, they know the all the Latin names, which always blows my mind. You know, it's like they can speak another language when it comes to plants. So yeah, we have our fall plant sale coming up on October 3rd, but then also because now our indoor areas are open, we will be having two brand new exhibitions coming at the end of September, both opening on September 26th. We have an art-centered exhibition called Bench Press, Please Be Seated, and that that's actually going to be a lot of different creative and fun benches, literally benches that you sit on, from the normal to some of the more creative and impractical but still artistic and fun, and they're actually going to be doing a live demo on that opening week as well. They're at the museum. And then on the other, our exploration hall, we have Expedition Earth coming in, which is another one of those interactive hands-on exhibits that a lot of our guests are used to, and that's going through all of the different areas of the world, from tundras, grasslands, deserts, forests, and there's going to be a lot of scientific hands-on activities that you can do with those, learning more about the species that live there and the adaptations that they have to live in those specific climates.
Oh, I thought it was about dirt.
Well, I think they'll probably go into that a little bit, but yeah, you're hitting everything in all, across the world. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool. When's that start?
And that's going to – both of those expeditions open on September 26th, and they'll go through
– right around the corner.
Yeah, until 2021. But, yeah, just encouraging everybody, if you didn't already know, we are open – all the areas, indoor, outdoor, and we're still doing limited capacity and practicing all that social distancing and sanitation and mask wearing. But walk-ins are welcome due to availability at that time. If there hasn't been too many reservations, you're totally welcome to come in. Yeah.
Well, I find it interesting how Mother Nature says, okay, all right, you got COVID under control up there in Shasta County. Okay, let me just set it on fire.
Oh,
so you have smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can go indoors now, so you don't have to stay outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Air quality index is 156 today, by the way. If you have lung problems, you probably don't want to be outside.
Yeah.
But you can go inside to filtered air.
There we go.
At Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Joanne, what did you got?
Oh, well, I am here this morning because I wanted to let everyone know that while Turtle Bay, unfortunately this year, due to COVID, has not been able to have very many of our fundraisers, which has hurt us a little bit, we are able to have one, and it's coming up. So I wanted to come and let everyone know that Caffeinate for a Cause, which is our annual fundraiser with Dutch Bros, is coming up on September 17th. And we are feel very grateful to Dutch Bros again for doing this with us, and also just that we're able. This is a fundraiser that is completely COVID compliant, so we we can be distanced. And if you're not familiar with what it is, we have community individuals and businesses, individuals from those businesses who step up to be guest baristas for us, and they go to all of the Dutch Bros locations in Redding and Palo Cedro and Anderson, and they, while they are there greeting people and getting tips for Turtle Bay, a dollar per drink for any drink that is sold during that time frame also goes to Turtle Bay, and then those folks also reach out to their family and friends and the people they know in the community, and people can also donate online to help Turtle Bay. So it's really just a fun community
event.
Yeah.
Yep. And Linda and I will be down at the Dutch Bros right down the street from us on Eureka and Market Street.
Market. Mm-hmm.
Right there. And we'll be out there that morning, and we'll be asking you to stop by and help Turtle Bay. As you know, the fundraisers that all of our organizations that we support have just gone by the wayside because of COVID. And, you know, a lot of the organizations depend on the contributions and the fundraisers every year. Well, this is a good way that you can get a great cup of coffee, not go to Starbucks, and because Starbucks doesn't play along. Starbucks is selfish. Starbucks is bad. Dutch Bros is good. What? My producers are not knowing whether to bleep me or not.
I have a Black Rose in here. Okay. Black Rose is one of my favorites.
Oh, what's that from?
Black Rose is actually the name. It's a locally owned company.
Okay. Locally owned? Okay, I'll go along with locally owned. But Dutch Bros has done a whole lot for our community.
Absolutely. Big fans.
And much more than Starbucks has ever thought of. So we're going to be down at the one on Eureka and Market Street. And we hope that all of y'all will stop by and, say hello. We'll go around with our little buckets, begging, please another to everybody in line and then if we get some of the animals from there, we'll bring the animals around. And yep. If you don't want to give 50 cents, I'll put the snake around your neck. So we got to take a break. And
you're not going to let the marketer hop in here and do some PR help?
Yeah,
snakes will go around anyone's necks.
Okay. Oh,
public disclosure.
You know what, Ryan? You never used to care until you were in charge. Ryan used to egg me on.
It was all snakes before.
It was all snakes before until Ryan got promoted. But,
fundraising tactics have changed.
Oh, wow, gosh, Ryan. There's nothing wrong with offering a snake hug. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of snake hugs, is brought to you by Sleep Number. Now, you're saying to yourself, how could Sleep Number and a snake, what do they have in common? Well, you know what? Even a snake could sleep in a Sleep Number bed. It is so comfortable. That's right. Sleep Number has been rated number 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports. And Consumer Reports does it because they don't take money for advertisers. No, not at all. They do it, and they give us their best estimates. They test them using not only people, but all types of different machineries and test equipment. And they've come out that Sleep Number is the number 1 and 2 mattresses in its category there. And a good night's sleep, especially with what's going on now. If it's not COVID, it's the killer hornets. If it's not killer hornets, it's fires. If it's not fires, it's windstorms. It's the next thing that happens is toads flying from the air and the Sacramento turning red. You know, my mom used to say, when I was young, Carl Reagan, I'm going to slap you into next year. Well, Mom, where are you now? I could use next year. And on New Year's Eve, right before I go to bed in my Sleep Number, I'm going to take a shot of Jack. And I'm never going to mention the word 2020 or the numbers 2020 again in my life. But Sleep Number gives you the opportunity to not compromise with your loved one. Yeah, I can imagine that. You can pick the firmness of your mattress. And you can, my Sleep Number setting is last night was 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 45. So, see, she slept so comfortably, and I slept comfortably. And trust me, when I say you need a lot of sleep during this time frame, if for every hour you sleep, it's an hour away from this madness that's outside. So, right now, you can come in during the biggest sale of the year. Which, of course, right now you can come into the biggest sale on the year when all the beds are on sale for a limited time. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store. Online at sleepnumber.com or by chat and go over to the Target Shopping Center. That's where our Sleep Number store is. Trust me, you won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Coffee, my old friend, I've come to order you again. I hear the grinding of espresso beans. I need a double shot of pure caffeine. And the indie band on the speaker soothes my brain.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Come see Turtle Bay's newest interactive exhibition, Making Sense, the Art and Passion of Fragrance, on display now through September 7th. Take a journey with the power of scent and explore the flora, fashion, and science behind fragrance. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your total radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:23 in the morning here on the 8th of September. It's only going to go up to like 98 today, so a lot cooler than it was yesterday. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals at a fully accredited chest pain center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Joanne Crosetti and Ryan Odom. And we're talking Turtle Bay, of course. And let's talk lights. It's now September. You're only talking a couple months away.
Yep. The Christmas music, as you can tell, in the break, has already started. So we're ramping up for Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th. And tickets have actually already gone on sale. Again, just like the Turtle Bay Museum, to just make sure we're staying within our capacities and following health guidelines, we are doing, you know, reservations now, getting those tickets, planning those days out. So you can go to ReadingGardenOfLights.org and get your tickets today. And you probably have already seen all the preparation going on our botanical gardens, from lifts being in the gardens, wrapping trees, Joanne, you want to talk a little bit about our volunteers?
Well, yeah, in our building, we've never been busier in our building with volunteers, pretty much every day, lots of them sitting and wrapping the lights that go around each of the pre-constructed forms that are going to be out there. So we've got, you know, huge lizards, beautiful
snowflakes, wildflowers.
Unicorn.
Really, yeah, and it's really certainly taking a village. It is a lot of people working really hard, so it's going to be even more exciting when it opens for, especially for them to go and see what they've done, but it's really neat.
You're going to have, obviously, you're going to have a an early light turn on. So people that have worked on this, you know, volunteers and maybe big supporters can go through there that first night. I would imagine.
Yeah, we are planning something probably the weekend
before.
Also
to make sure everything works.
Right?
Yeah.
Hate to flip that switch and not have anything
happen.
Yeah,
cross our fingers.
It'd be like the, who was it? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
When the Grigsby's, or what was his name, the Grigsby's, flipped it on.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh, because somebody forgot to plug in.
That will not happen.
Yeah. It will not be Chevy Chase in this situation.
No. Oh, that. Of course, are you worried that all the neighbors around you would get thrown out of their beds because it's so bright? Now, when does it start at night?
I think we're still working out some of the logistics details. So for sure, check into Reading Garden of Lights.
Okay.
For that, but obviously,
it gets dark early. Yeah. So I'm thinking around 6 or 6:30, and you're gonna have, is there gonna be like hot chocolate things out there?
Yeah, there's gonna be
maybe some food.
Yeah, there's gonna be fire pits. There's going to be hot chocolate, all the feelings. We're gonna have some merchandise out there. There's gonna be also different areas from those more relaxing strolls that are kind of like themed. We have a liquid light section and a home and hearth section, but then there's also, the timed light sections, which are truly like that show. There's going to be music of all different kinds, from the modern to the classic, and timed lights. And it's truly going to be a light show, and what we're hoping that this becomes a family tradition for the years to come that people are going to really enjoy. And as I think, as we've already all talked about, 2020 could sure use a nice, warm, positive thing at the end of the year. And so we really feel like for our community, for Reading, that Garden of Lights is that positive thing to give 2020 a little bit different spin and still have that Christmas and all the imagination and everything that goes with Christmas.
Yeah, because you're outside. Yeah. You can take your family there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great success.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a way of putting 2020 to rest here.
Yeah.
Of course, it's December. We don't know if there's not going to be crazy Santa and reindeer falling out of the sky.
Well, hopefully the air quality is better when they fly through this air.
Who had flying reindeer falling out of the sky for December? Who had that? Okay. Anyway, thanks so much for being with us today. Anyway, the big takeaways today is Turtle Bay is open inside and out. They are working on trying to keep the numbers down so you can make appointments.
Yeah, admission reservations are available.
Reservations, but if they're not full for some reason, you go by there, they're more than happy to let you come in. Enjoy the air conditioning and having the museum open again.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Festival of Lights is going to start in November.
Yeah, November 27th, yeah.
November 27th and go through?
December 27th.
December 27th, and it's going to be a great event for our city and for our county and for the citizens here. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your promotion, Ryan.
Thanks, Carl.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see you at Caffeinate.
He's the best.
Oh, yeah. And then a week from Thursday, and we'll be talking about
September
it a lot.
September 17th.
We're going to be down at Eureka and Market Street at the Dutch Bros right there, Linda and I, and we are going to be asking all of y'all to kind of stop by and get a cup of coffee. And even if you don't get a cup of coffee, just run over and throw money into our bucket.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's just get right down to it. It is a fundraiser, and this is a great way to do it. Dutch Bros is giving $1 from every drink, and I think the baristas give up all their tips.
They do.
Yeah.
On that day. So that's great. Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. La 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 la
young and old, meek in the bold, ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joy.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. Linda's on assignment. Phone line 0605-4567. Next half hour is an open half hour. 8 o'clock, Shasta Regional Medical Center comes in. Hey, you know that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is having a drive-through lunch this Saturday at the historic Cottonwood Fire Station at 3271 Brush Street. And they're going to have pulled pork and hot dog meals. And I have a free ticket that's good for two meals. This is good for two meals for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center Mask Bash, which they can't have, of course, because everything is shut down. So they're having this lunch that goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. lunch and dinner, and this ticket is good for two meals, either the pulled pork or the hot dog meals. So if you'd like to have this, you give us a call 605-4567. And let me see, we talked about the power being shut off, some locations in Shasta County, wind and fire danger. The National Forest in California are closing due to fire danger. Now, there was a show on the Chinese national TV system, and it's all state-controlled. And it says, this article is China's place in the Biden presidency. And it ran in China's Global Television Network, which, of course, is the state-sponsored network for the Chinese Communist Party. Let's just say that again, the Chinese Communist Party. And it concludes that they prefer Biden over President Trump in the upcoming election. Now, why would you think that would be? That they say that Biden's multilateral worldview runs parallel to Beijing's demonstrated pursuit of global cooperation, affording new openings for foreign policy convergence. A Biden victory offers an opportunity to transform some dynamics. His track record is informed by a degree of foreign policy, statecraft. The Chinese want Biden to win. I mean, right there, that should say, really? Why do they want Biden to win? Because if you remember in the past, our past history of past presidents, we've managed to sell away our economic prowess. We've moved our factories over to China. China uses slave labor. That's been proven. It uses child labor. That's been proven. And they are persecuting Christians and Muslims over in China. I mean, it's a known fact. They don't try to deny it. And they want Biden as president. So when you're marking up the pros and cons, which is what I do, pros for Trump, cons for Trump, pros for Biden, cons for Biden. This falls into the con side, that if the communist Chinese want Biden over Trump, that in itself right there bothers me. And for the reasoning, too, that he much closer aligns with the Chinese Communist Party than Trump does. Think about this. This is what the Chinese mouthpiece news agency for the Chinese Communist Party is saying. Moving right along. I never thought I'd say this, but Al Sharpton and I agree on something.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Al Sharpton said, and this is kind of cool, and you got to read the whole article, but what he says is, defunding police is something a latte liberal thinks is a good idea. However, proper policing is necessary. To do away with the police, and the police is that thin blue line in many cases in neighborhoods and lower economic areas and areas where there's so much trouble. The police are the only protection for innocent people. Yeah, are they, is the policing perfect? No. Is it proper in all cases? No. We know that. Have there been incidents? Yes. But if you look at the overall vast majority of the incidents that the police that get involved in, they are on the right side. They are there to help people and protect people. So when you see things like this woman who put a four second excerpt on YouTube of a policeman pulling her out of her car, And it had hundreds of thousands of hits. The chief of police in the small town got, thousands of calls wanting to know what was going on. So what he did was he released the whole video from the car, from the police car camera, and what happened, and the dialogue that went on. The 23 times he asked the lady to please show me some ID, please show me some ID. And she refused, and he said, ma'am, if you don't show me the ID, I'm going to have to get you out of the car. I need to give you this ticket because, your plates don't match the car you're driving. It was a whole bunch of things. And so it ends up him pulling her out of the car and arresting her and then giving her citations for this, and she never went to jail. And, and she finally agreed to sign the, she said, I'm not going to sign it. If you don't sign it, I'm going to have to, he just laid it out for her. You could tell he was like, come on, ma'am, just show me an ID so I, you know, so I can just kind of warn you and move you on your way. And she wouldn't do it. So they released this whole 6 minutes of the video. So it, there was, if you looked at 4 seconds, you would say this man, this policeman was totally overreacting. Then you watch the whole 6 minutes and you go, why didn't, you know, if it'd been me, I just busted her in the chops. I don't care what color she is. She was rude and cursing and all these things. Then a mayor of a town, a small town, as they pulled, as the police had pulled some over, the mayor feels like he needs to get involved with it. He calls them names. He says, you don't know what you're doing. He says, sir, you got to get out of the street here. It's dangerous. I'm not going to do anything. Blah. So they arrest the mayor. Well, now the mayor, the city council has voted 100% to have the mayor resign. They've taken him off every committee, everything they have, because he's just being a total jerk. You know, my friends, I'm not saying is that police are perfect. They're not. I'm not saying police don't kill people when they shouldn't, when they don't have to, because sometimes they do. But when they do, and it comes up in court. And if it's found that way, they're found guilty. And, you know, the police here, when they say if you're removed from cause, our police chief here agrees with it, as is, if you're removed for cause, you shouldn't be able to go down to some other place in California and get a job. Because what you've done is your problems that you've had here are poor performance or bad behavior now just goes to another police agency.
Does that mean I'm not allowed to learn from my lessons?
You can learn from your lessons, but you just won't be a policeman here. You know, it's got to be, I would imagine it's got to be pretty
severe.
Pretty severe before, you know, before they pull that trigger, though. You know, because it's like anything else. They're given chances. Okay, this is what you did wrong. This is what you've, this is what you have to do to fix yourself. And how many times that I look at it like this is, you know, people right above them have given him chance or her, given them chances. And then by the time they bring it up to, say, the sergeant, they've already had several chances. Then the sergeant weighs in. Then everything it takes up to getting to the chief of police and the board. I imagine at that point they've had many chances. They've had, they've been counseled in writing. They've been told these are the things you have to do. These are, you can't keep doing this type of behavior. And if they haven't learned over this period of time, then, you know, maybe they don't need to be a policeman. So, there. Anyway, the I just thought that that was, I, you know, I thought that was so interesting when it came to that. With Alan, I agree. But the way he said it, the liberal lattes. The ones that think it's, the ones that, and you know who he's talking about is the Hollywood stars. Oh, defund the police. Yes, no, don't defund my personal security who carry guns. I want all those hoi polloi. I want all those people that are out there. You know, we know better because we don't live in a, we don't live in an ivory tower, you know, surrounded by our friends who all say the same thing. And we have millions of dollars and we can bail these rioters out of jail. And because that's just the right thing to do because they were just peacefully protesting. Says the,
lighting stuff on fire.
Yeah, it's lighting themselves. You know, they're throwing Molotov cocktails and they set each other on fire, which kind of, I understand there's a video on YouTube.
So the
where the guy that's got his feet caught on fire by his fellow rioter, mm-hmm. they put it to Footloose, you know, the dance.
Oh, jeez.
I can't wait to see that.
The interesting thing about that video is law enforcement came to help the rioter that was on fire at that moment. It's like, yes, I know you intended this to kill me instead of hurting yourself. I will still protect you from yourself.
Well, yeah, well, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
They're sworn to serve and protect, mm-hmm. and you're on fire. We're gonna put you out. We're gonna spray you. And anyway, okay. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about this Atlantic piece that says that President Trump disparaged our military and said our fallen heroes were losers and all this. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how low some people can be. And why I don't believe for a second that this was said. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. And I tell you what, Home Helpers has really stepped up during this void where we had the coronavirus and people were forced to stay home, and then caregivers couldn't get to those people that needed help. Sharon put more people on, and she's looking for more amazing caregivers right now to help those people out there. And if this is something you've thought about doing, either full-time or part-time, you need to give Sharon a call. All your training, all everything is taken care of by Sharon Clark and her organization here at Reading Home Helpers. So give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage.
And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl, Linda, Bob. Linda's on assignment. Phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Donald Trump says things that are questionable. Yes. And you have to ask yourself, why did he say that? But I don't for a second believe that he called Marines that fell at Bellwood losers. That, you know, these things that this monthly magazine published about him for under unnamed sources. Now get this, unnamed sources, some that don't work there anymore. So, after it was written, many people, including John Bolton, whom, as we know, doesn't like Donald Trump, doesn't like Donald Trump at all, stood up and said, that's not true. He didn't say that. I was at that meeting that this was supposedly happened, and that was not said. General Kelly's aide, military aide, said, wasn't said. He didn't say anything like that. So you've got 10 or 12 people or more willing to stand up, say this is who they are, give their names out in public, and say it never happened, that Trump never disparaged American troops, you know, the fallen veterans, the fallen heroes. He never did it. So here we go, my friends. Here, you know, it's getting close to election day, and they're pulling out all the stops, everything they can think of. To try and drive wedges between him and those who support him. Military supports Trump. Oh, of course, more of them are supporting Biden. No, that's not true. You can't say that. They're taking a look at a 1,000 people out of the military that have subscribed to a military newspaper. And in fact, the Stars and Stripes, which is totally not affiliated with the military, but you could, you know, you see it over, you know, it's like our own newspaper from across the world. The military was not going to support it anymore. And President Trump said, no, the Stars and Stripes is needed. You need that independent voice there. Oh, but nobody says anything about that. So here we go. This raggedy little monthly news magazine, which I'm not going to name, says this with unnamed sources. My friends, I can say I have unnamed sources that says that Biden has to take mind-altering drugs every morning just to get out of bed. I could say that. It's absolutely not true. At least I don't think it is. I have no idea if it's true or not. But I could say unnamed sources said that. How many times have you seen this under the Trump presidency when they bring out unnamed sources? I mean, at what point do you realize that this is just all a widespread attempt to bring down somebody that is different? That is somebody that they don't want, they being the Democrats, who never accepted the fact that he won the election, or the media, which never accepted that he won the election and that they could be so wrong. And so they've done everything in their power to tear this guy down for 3.5 years. Well, it's more than 3.5 now. Everything in their power to tear him down. And he grew the economy. More people of color were working than ever before. He was bringing industry back into the United States, stock market at the highest levels, you know. Then it came out, well, that was because Obama started it. Well, Obama had 8 years to do this. He did it in the first 2 years.
He did it in the first month.
Well, in the first, well.
By February, we were setting records.
Well, people saw that there was an opportunity to invest. When he said he was bringing back, he was going to lower the taxes on business. We had the second highest tax in the world on businesses, so our businesses fled to other countries. So he cut that, and they came back. The lowest unemployment rates in history. And now unemployment is only at 8%. Now, during this COVID thing, during this whole COVID virus, when everything shut down, it's starting to come back. People are opening up again. People are saying, we can work. Let's go back to work. So the unemployment rate's dropped. The people seeking unemployment has dropped. So it's what I'm getting at is this. I think Trump's done everything right. Oh, no. But I think the attacks against him are spurious, that the people that are saying things using unnamed sources are liars, and worse, they want, you know, this is, you know, it's almost like they want a coup here. And now they're talking about if Trump loses the election, we better send in the military because he's not going to leave. Oh, we're not even going to have an election because Trump will find some way of not having an election. You know, all of these things, all of these stupid things by people who are hypocrites. Let's just talk Nancy Pelosi for a second. Gets her hair blown out. Somebody leaks it to the press. Everybody in San Francisco, all the beauty shops are closed down. Yet, Nancy's different. Nancy's different. She can do this. And then instead of just owning up to it and saying, well, look, I needed to have this done. I was the only one in there. Yeah, I shouldn't have done it. Mea culpa. She instead says that she was tricked. She was trapped. She was set up. And so what happens is the salon owner's getting death threats. And, you know, oh, I was set up by those people. I was just set up. Instead of just saying, you know what, I really needed to have my hair done. They said, you know, they said I could come in. I guess I didn't pay attention to the rules. I'm sorry. And just say that. And you know what? I'd let that one go. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, okay, you made a mistake. Okay, you admitted up to it. Okay, Nance, let's move on and try to find something good to do. But no, she wants to destroy the other side, and there lies the difference. When a Democrat is in office, the idea of destroying them and all the people around them does not happen. Are things said? Of course. But to destroy the right to say things, to harass people who are having dinner, and if you don't agree with the people that are screaming at you while you're trying to have dinner, you're threatened. A senator and his wife surrounded by people screaming at him, calling him names, using, you know, F you, oh, you're terrible. I mean, to surround them and keep them so they can't move. A senator, a United States senator and his wife, are you kidding me? Where did this ever become right? When did this become accepted? Well, this is what's happened over the 4 years. The media has completely let down the country. The mainstream media has completely let down this country. Our elected officials, which should be standing up for us, have let us down in many cases. COVID's bad. COVID kills people. Is COVID scary? Absolutely. But when you're doing something right, we should be rewarded for it, just like you would do anything. Hey, you guys in Shasta County, you're keeping those numbers down. Get those restaurants open. Get those bars open. Whatever you're doing is right. Make it happen. And it didn't. Because then you start realizing that it's not about COVID. It's about power. When we come back after the break for the news, we're going to have, hopefully, Shasta Regional Medical Center will be coming in here. You know, it's always a surprise to me. You know, when I don't, sometimes people come in 5 or 10 minutes early and you see them, okay, we're doing it. A lot of times people show up there in the last, what would you say, last 2 or 3 minutes or the last minute to come in. You know, they're on time as far as they're concerned. But you always have that thought in the back of your mind. What? Anyway, we're going to take a break for the news. 7:59 in the morning here on the 8th of September. 70 degrees out there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From the north to the south, California is burning. Wildfires scorching a record 2 million plus acres, chasing countless people from their homes.
The grass was on fire behind us, and the hillside had come down to the bottom of the dirt road there. It's just a mess.
It looks like a different land. All the things that were green now look like wasteland.
They spoke with KABC-TV, and rescue efforts have now resumed for the more than 50 people trapped by the massive creek fire that's burning in Fresno County. The Senate this week will try to advance a COVID-19 relief bill worth roughly $500 billion.
With the fall election looming in the background, the Senate resumes work this week on a coronavirus funding bill some lawmakers may find beneficial to their campaigns. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says members of his party want to see a bill put forth that garners at least 51 votes to advance. At $500 billion, the latest GOP effort falls well short of Democrat demands, still in excess of $2 trillion. Separately, there's word of a compromise with House Speaker Pelosi on a continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump insisting his campaign is high on cash and enthusiasm heading into the home stretch of the race for the White House.
Following a weekend story in the New York Times about the Trump campaign losing its financial advantage over Joe Biden's campaign, the president says his team is in good shape. He tweets that his campaign spent a lot of money up front in order to compensate for what he calls fake news concerning his handling of the coronavirus. The president says his campaign has lots of cash and energy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Mr. Trump is visiting Florida and North Carolina today. Joe Biden is in Delaware. Wall Street, the Dow down 527 points, the NASDAQ off 258. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with a 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Millions have already made the switch to Harry's. And we hope you will, too, with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set featuring our new, sharper blade, a weighted razor handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
The German hospital treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he's been taken out of an induced coma and is responsible.
The hospital says Navalny's condition has improved, allowing doctors to end the medically induced coma and gradually ease him off mechanical ventilation. It notes that he's been responding to speech, but long-term consequences of the serious poisoning can still not be ruled out. He's been in an induced coma since he was flown to Germany for treatment. Officials had said last week that tests had showed proof without doubt that he has been poisoned with a chemical nerve agent from the Novichok group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All 166 remaining riders in the Tour de France have been cleared to continue racing, this after they tested negative for COVID-19. If there was a positive test result, they would be disqualified from the race. News and analysis, townhall.com. China's leading semiconductor maker denying any links to the military.
The denial comes following reports Washington is considering stepping up its feud with Beijing over technology and security by imposing export controls that could disrupt manufacturing for a national industrial champion. The Wall Street Journal and other outlets report U.S. regulators are considering adding Semiconductor Manufacturing International to a list of foreign buyers that need government permission to acquire technology or components. They said officials are looking at whether SMIC plays a role in Chinese military development. Jeremy House reporting.
A leading opposition activist in Belarus being held at the country's border after resisting attempts by authorities to kick her out of the country. Some other opposition figures also escorted to the border did cross over into Ukraine. Again on Wall Street, the Dow down 409 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR, 96.5 FM. Today, the 8th of September, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, frontline in this battle, in the CV. I'm here with Ashley, who's going to give us the weather updates.
We are looking at about 20 degrees cooler for our high today as compared to yesterday. Yesterday we were around 112, today we're around 93. But that does not mean that we have any less fire danger. We actually have a higher fire danger because you may have noticed if you're out on the roads right now, we have a lot of wind. Our north-northeast wind is around 22 to 30 miles per hour with gusts of almost 40 miles per hour. So stay safe out there. We should have a little bit lower overnights with a low of 63. But we are under a red flag warning until at least tomorrow and a wind advisory for the rest of the day. That does mean the public safety power shutoffs, and everyone's sort of keeping an eye on south of us.
They're going to go to Wednesday at least.
Yeah. I think they announced 22 counties, almost 175,000 people affected by this. I know my parents up in Shingletown are, I think they're on generators right now.
Okay. But, hey, these weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, this fire, you can reach them at 365-3793. This fire isn't just in California. Sometimes we forget that. It also is across the Pacific Northwest. And in Washington State, they've got over 1,000 fires. I believe it's 1,000 fires burning in there. We've already in California, though, have set a record of more than 2 million acres burned this year. Oregon and Washington are having hurricane-force winds. Almost 250,000 homes and businesses in the two states were without power. And the small town of Malden in Washington's Whitman County was devastated by flames. They're going through what we went through with our campfire here. They're still seeing new fire starts in every corner of the state in Washington State. The Creek Fire, which we've just talked about, is at 212 square miles and 0% contained.
Yeah, we're looking for another update relatively soon, but that's almost 79,000 acres, 0% containment. And that update was at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Houses so, being lost. They're using helicopters to rescue people.
A lot of eyes. That is the Creek Fire.
More than 60 bikers and campers were unable to evacuate Lake Edson and China Peak, and they couldn't get out because of some trapped people were safe but can't get out because of roadblocks. Military helicopters had evacuated more than 50 more people. As you know, during the Creek Fire at the reservoir up there, they had it was something like over about 175 people that they rescued. So, and you're right, the fire season is not over. We're just right in the middle of it right now. So stand by. It's dry. We had all those fires 2 years ago.
For reference, the campfire was in November. This is not slowing down anytime soon.
The El Dorado fire that started Saturday down in San Bernardino County has caused also another tremendous amount, about 15 square miles right now there, 7% contained. So we're in the middle of this, my friends. This is why the air quality index is right now today 156. But
it's going down.
It's going down.
So
you can take a look. Maybe the wind has shifted. But look at, you know, how many days have you woken up and you had a red sun in the morning?
We had a purple sunset last night. It was apocalyptic.
It was, so.
But our AQI is going down. We're at 135 right now, which is right on the brink between unhealthy and unhealthy for sensitive groups. So if you are outside, just make sure you are wearing that mask. I know we're all getting tired of hearing that in a lot of different capacities, but it will should help filter some of that ash. I know if you haven't driven your car for a few days, you almost need your windshield wipers to get the ash off the vehicle. But it's, we do have that AQI that if you just Google search Reading AQI, then it'll pop up. But my latest search says we are down a little bit from yesterday, but definitely not out of the woods yet.
Well, you know, let's talk about the election here for a minute. We're talking about the vote by mail. Now, luckily here in Shasta County, you can get your ballots, but if you want to make sure it's counted, you want to make sure it gets there on time because it's got to be postmarked the day of the election, and it's got 72 hours to get there. But if you want to make sure, you can just take it down to polling places that are going to be open, drop boxes that are going to be there and put up by the Shasta County clerk and recorder that you can drop them off there. But I'm going down to my little polling place. I'm going down there. I'm putting it into the machine. I'm watching it be counted. So, and you can do that. There's no reason that you can't do that. But now it appears that millions of voters who plan to vote by mail amid the ongoing coronavirus and postal delays have been their rejection rates of many of these ballots are setting new records. They said they're being even more pronounced in urban areas where ballot rejection rates have run higher than throughout the 2020 cycle. And it's the number one thing that keeps me up at night, the idea that voters will do everything they can to ensure their ballot is returned on time and the system will fail them, Michigan Secretary of State said. Of over 2.5 million ballots cast in Michigan's August primary, approximately 10,000 absentee ballots were rejected. Over 60 of those rejected did not arrive in time to be tallied or rejected due to a missing or non-matching signature. Well, the thing about it, if it's a non-matching signature, well, there's nothing you can do about that. And it's, you know, the computers look at it and people look at it before they reject it. So this is, again, if you're concerned about your vote arriving on time, you can just drop them off. Or you can mail them. And our ones people that have the that have been doing this for years and they don't have problems with it, they shouldn't have problems now because you've registered, you haven't moved, your signature is at the county clerk's office. You shouldn't have any problems at all. It's people maybe that haven't registered, trying to register that day, there's going to be problems. People that mail it the day after the election, it's not going to count. It's just not going to count. Just like if you wanted to vote in person the day after election, it's not going to count. So just be aware of that. When you start getting the ballots in the mail, if you want to fill them out, take a good look at what, you know, make sure you give yourself a few days before the 3rd if you're going to mail it. Mail it on the 1st, mail it on the end of October, just to make sure it gets in time. Don't wait till the last second. Because if they get millions of votes, I can't help but think that our post office, no matter how hard they work, they get overrun with millions of votes, millions of pieces of mail, plus the regular mail they get, that it may be tough for them to get it done on time. So remember that. Or as President Trump said, vote in person and vote by mail, see if the system really works. Oh, did that get people excited?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did that get people? Oh, he's telling people.
Trump's encouraging voter fraud.
He's encouraging voter fraud. Oh, what he said was, and you know what? This is something that you have to think. It's kind of funny. And it just got in. But this is at the level we're at right now. People are just, you know, they fell on the ground. They're frothing at the mouth. Well, they say that's going to work. Fine. Vote in person and vote by mail. And if they're right, one of those won't be counted. Yeah, I took that as a humorous thing. But then again, many on the other side of Trump do not believe anything he says is humorous, and that everything he says is a pronouncement from Satan.
Yep. I know a lot of people will not acknowledge humor. And I think that just means they don't have a sense of humor.
Oh, no, they don't have a sense of humor about Trump. Or the people that, you know, if they disagree with them on Facebook and you watch it and you say, well, you know, 100 former defense workers, you know, signed a petition against Trump. And my answer to that is millions didn't.
Yep.
Millions didn't. So, and that gets them excited when I say that. Anyway, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, I love this bank. They're community-oriented. They take care of the people there. Their employees are happy. Many of the employees they have worked at other banks and wanted to come over and work at Cornerstone. And that's because of the presence there. That's because of the can-do presence. That's because of the work I guess you could say the working atmosphere at Cornerstone Community Bank that's there to help not only their customers, but to also help their own employees grow. And that's Cornerstone Community Bank because they want local dreams to move forward. You can stop by 1845 California Street down here or at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center and talk to them personally or learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win.
win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number. Here's the 8th of September, 8:20 in the morning, and Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, it's, you know, a firearms dealer of choice because of customer service, the great selection of firearms and accessories. But I will give a disclaimer right now that, like every other gun shop in Northern California, there is a shortage of guns right now. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, revolvers, because there has been a unprecedented buying of firearms since starting in last March. Every month sets a new record for the number of people that are putting in for a background check so they can buy a gun. And Bastiani Arms has firearms coming in every day, so it's worth the trip to go down there and see what they have, see what kind of new ammo they have coming in or new guns they have coming in. Their customer service, like I said, is absolutely fabulous, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. So I'm here with not just a personal friend, but somebody who is, since his taking over Shasta Regional Medical Center, has really bought into our community, and for a variety of reasons, in a variety of ways, Casey Fatch.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Well, you know what? Today, it seems like, you know, it was, you know, when we were surrounded by, and you were here for the car fire and the campfire.
Sure. Yeah.
All the smoke we had.
Yeah.
I mean, it was tremendous.
Yeah.
But it seems like even though we don't have a fire in our immediate vicinity, the fires we have with the way the wind blows, it gives us the same thing. We get the ash falling. You get the bring out the air cleaners in your, you know, and put them in different rooms so you don't smell smoke. I walked back through our house, you know, last night, and it smelled like a barbecue. And I thought, well, somebody's cooking. No. I opened up the door. It was the smoke coming in that was so heavy last night.
Yeah, people with COPD and some of those medical conditions involving, you know, lungs have to be real careful because it is pretty smoky out, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? Who had new state records for fires for September? You know, every month it's something else.
Yeah.
And now we've set a historical record for the amount of acreage that's been burned, and we're not even halfway through the fire season yet.
Yeah, well, it's the same with the hurricanes. You know, we're seeing those too. So.
Oh, yeah, that one that had two hurricanes hit were going at the same time. Nobody's ever seen that before.
That was pretty crazy.
Maybe it's just 2020. And, you know, maybe God has said, okay, maybe it's time to think about, you know, Mother Earth and what else can happen.
Yeah, I'm not one for wishing time away, but I'd sure like to get this year in the books and just get it over with because it's been an unusual year.
Well, as I said earlier, on the New Year's Eve, we take a shot.
Yep.
And we say we'll never say the numbers 2020 again.
Boy. Yeah, it's been quite a year. That's for
sure. Well, you know what? When COVID hit, you shut down the hospital,
right?
As we know,
yeah.
And has it loosened up at all in there?
Well, we're still working with the CDC guidelines, and unfortunately, that's no visitors. You know, we do make some exceptions, obviously, for minors and some other people that, you know, don't have the capacity to make decisions for themselves. We'll let decision makers come in or even in some cases end of life issues. But it is, it's, you know, we're back open. You know, surgeries are kind of pretty, they picked up a lot. We're pretty much on par with where we were last year. even though we had about a month that we weren't doing any at all. So outpatients, that is. But, yeah, we're starting to see the number, you know, the volumes come back. But the emergency room is still a little slow. The people are still a little squeamish about coming back to the hospital. But we're making a go of it.
You know, somebody asked a question that Shasta Regional and Mercy are not in the weekly media briefings on COVID.
Huh. My CNO participates.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, my chief nursing officer, he participates in the call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday morning, right?
The call 11 a.m.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's on that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
there you go, Happy Earthling. They still are there.
We're still there. Yeah.
You know, when one of the things that you've said before is that when people were had fear of going to the emergency room, that their conditions in many cases worsened.
Right.
And then when they show up now, right, it's worse.
Yeah, we've that's an unfortunate reality of a lot of people missing their regular primary care appointments. I mean, there's a big push. It's really important for children to get back to their primary care doctors for the vaccinations and a lot of that type of stuff. You just can't just, we've seen a lot of people come in that have just been much sicker than they would have been under ordinary circumstances if they would have been able to get in to see their doctors earlier. That's just an unfortunate reality, and it has happened. I mean, we've seen some people come in pretty sick, that's for sure.
You know, COVID has been with us now, since March?
January.
Some say January, right, but let's just say it really kicked off.
March 18th, we shut down.
Right, so in mid-March.
Sure.
And here it is, so many months later.
Yeah.
It seems like the death rate in the United States seems to be dropping.
Right.
Dramatically, in fact. Yeah. Why is this? Have we found better ways over the last 6 months to figure it out, or what? Is it truly maybe becoming a herd immunity?
Well, I suspect, I haven't been watching the numbers over the weekend, but we're starting to see a lot more COVID in younger population. I think when you look down at Butte County, most of their cases are from people from 18 to 24. Seeing a lot of people, going back to college, and we're starting to see a lot of increased cases on college campuses. So it's in a younger population that don't have the comorbidities of the older population than initially. If you remember, most people were over 65 that were getting it. And then we always get better at medicine. When we start doing procedures or start facing trying to work with a specific disease. The more we're exposed to it as a profession, the better we get at it. So, I suspect that has something to do with it.
With the schools starting back, we have some schools here that have opened up. They have classes every day, some 2 days a week. Many of the places, of course, in California are still on the distance learning. They've been open a couple of weeks. We haven't seen a spike or anything here, have we?
Here, no. In Shasta County, no. We've been very fortunate. I think I saw the numbers come out the other day. I think we had 3 new cases on Friday. I haven't seen the numbers over the weekend. But we're certainly off the watch list, which is good for us. And we want to keep it that way, so we need to be responsible and wear the masks. People don't like to wear them, but we got to wear the masks and we got to socially distance and be responsible. When you look at some of the stuff that was going on the college campuses, it's just crazy to behave like that in this day and age. And I get it. I understand the need for it. And so that's trying to have a life. And, but unfortunately, the results can be catastrophic when you look at how many cases have come out of the college campuses lately.
They've shut down a couple of the campuses because of this, and then they're talking about expelling students or suspending them who had these giant parties,
right,
where they were it was like spread COVID type thing.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. Except that they're college kids and that they don't have a lot of common sense at that point, and give them two beers. I remember my first beer.
I remember that being that age, I was invincible. You know, nothing's going to, you know, no. Not worried about disease. I mean, come on. That's for
driving my car at 115 miles an hour. Yeah, downhill, right. Because that's the only way we could do 115. Yeah. But it still doesn't help.
Well, and the other part of the problem with that particular age group is when they go back home and, you know, expose mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and some of their older family members. That's where you can really get into trouble.
Okay. I'm here with Casey Fatch. He's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the leaders in the fight against COVID right here in Shasta County and the surrounding area. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop works on appointments, but they've been doing that for well over a year. If you give them a call at 244-9478, set up your time. You go in there, they only have one client in the shop at a time. Yes, this has cut their clientele. The number of haircuts they make back by 50%. Your chair's been sanitized. Of course, all the instruments sanitized. They wear a mask. You wear a mask. Disposable drapes for you and them. It's a safe. It's you don't have to worry about getting some kind of strange COVID disease while you're in there. And the haircuts are just simply great. And it's man's last stronghold. I do miss being able to come in there and sit down and catch up on my car and track and Aviation Weekly and all these, and, you know, listen to what people are saying, because that just doesn't, that's not happening right now. Hopefully next year when 2020 has gone away and it just becomes a bad memory in our rearview mirror, that we'll be back to those kind of things. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to rich4reverses.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Baugh here. Linda's on assignment. 8:35 in the morning here, about 72 degrees, going up to 99 today here on the 8th of September. I'm giving away food. Yes, that's right. I'm giving away food. The Mask Bash on Saturday, September 12th. It's a you just drive in, pick up the food, which is pulled pork or hot dog meals. This ticket is good for two meals, and it's at the historic Cottonwood Fire Station down on Brush Street in Cottonwood. Runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you want this ticket, and like I said, it's good for two meals, give us a call, 605-4567. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And one of the things that Casey has been doing since he has been here for well over 2 years, if you haven't reached the third year yet, have you?
Not yet. It feels like it, but not yet.
Sometimes it feels like more. You know, is that you keep bringing more assets and more capabilities into Shasta Regional, where people would have to always go down to UC Davis or someplace right. south yeah. to get these capabilities. But now with the you know, the Da Vinci, the other things you're doing, but sure. now you've started, you're working on something called the TAVR valve replacement.
Correct.
And what exactly yeah. is that?
Well, it's a normal. Traditional type of surgery for aortic valve replacement is generally there's a thoracotomy done, and you have to open the patient's chest and approach it that way. This is a transcatheter procedure. It goes into the femoral artery, and they can pass the valve up through the aorta and inflate it, and once they cross the valve, and the valve stays there, you don't have to have the thoracotomy, and the recovery is much quicker. They're having a lot of good results with it, and so we're going to start it at Shasta. So our cardiac surgeon, Dr. Mazur, will be performing them with a cardiologist that will be assisting him from UC Davis. And we're just trying to get procedures up here that we can do here, so people don't have to drive. That's the last thing you want to do when you're sick, is have to drive a long distance. And so that's part of our strategy.
Well, let me tell you that, and somebody that I know very well, his husband needs that. That's yeah. exactly what they're doing, and the procedure is such that they used to have to crack the chest open.
That's right.
And do it that way. Now they do no longer have to do it. It's a lot less invasive, and it's safer that way. And he's getting ready to have that done down in UC Davis. But, in a couple of months, he could have maybe it done up here.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And that is a long drive for them.
It is a long drive. And it's as stressful as it is being sick and having to go for procedures. And then when you have to throw a drive, that long of a drive on top of it, it makes it just that much more difficult. And it's certainly something that we can do up here. There's a lot of, we have a lot of skilled doctors on staff that can handle this type of procedure for us here. So we don't have to. We don't have to, go down to Sacramento or San Francisco. So.
Well, and let's carry this on to the next step here is sure. that you've linked up with our veterans clinic right here in town too.
We work with them a lot. We do. Yeah, and again, that's that Mission Act that was passed last year has made it really nice for the veterans where they don't have to drive down to some of the.
And that's, by the way, that's under the Trump administration.
That's correct.
That Mission Act, which what it happened is, it says that. Instead of having to travel
right.
to another VA hospital or to an area of hours away, you can have the work done right here and by competent physicians right here in our town. And yeah, there's a lot. That has really been a big payoff for
it
a
has.
Lot,
there's
a lot of
community
us.
Integration going on. And again, it's, you know, veterans aren't can't be mandated to travel more than 30 miles for even specialty care. So that's certainly something that is very applicable to this area where veterans don't have to go down to San Francisco or Sacramento.
And it's working out. So what are so what are some of the things that you all pick up from the VA?
Oh, we do a lot of work with them for orthopedics and cardiac work as well, you know, surgery or interventions. We also have started to do some, you know, we'll do CTs and MRIs for them as well. But, you know, they have that new big clinic that they're building down off of, I think it's Airport Road down there?
Yeah, it's off of Knighton Road. Yeah, okay. It's going to be right across from the Veterans Hall.
That's right.
In fact.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. It looks like the,
But they're still keeping the clinic, though. They're still keeping the clinic for extra capabilities right there, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing with the one up here, but they're definitely going to have, I think they're going to have some surgical suites down there for GI procedures and it looks like they've done a pretty good job on it. It's going to be a big – it's a pretty big facility, too. I think it's, gosh, 100,000.
Yeah, it's going to be big. And then plus keeping the clinic, sure. It allows them to have specialty, maybe specialties in the clinics and stuff. It's a big boon to Shasta County to have that.
You're doing a nice job.
You know, one of the things that you know, when I talk about Shasta Regional is how you've rate, you know, some of the highest grades – in the United States, not just on the heart care, but also on the, you know, things like surgical complications, heart failures, hip knee replacements. How does that done? How do they make these?
Those scores are calculated off of claims. And so when we bill Medicare or even in California, you know, when we bill some of the other payers, you know, they look at the outcomes that go along with those particular claims, and then they compile the data, and then they build the reports. So it's not like it's not self-reporting. This is just stuff that flows through, you know, like the electronic medical record through to the government. And that's kind of it's a simplistic way to look at it, but that's certainly how they develop the data. They track whether you... there's a lot of things that they look at. They'll look at complication rates. They'll look at readmission rates within 30 days. They'll look at mortality rates within 30 days. And all of those we score really high on. So it's best practices that we implement, and it's been working.
Okay, so that means in surgical complications, you know, when you say readmission rates, that somebody that has something that's been treated or that's been operated on.
Yeah.
So if they come back within 30 days with the same thing, they track this because it means that something didn't work.
That's correct. That's exactly.
Well, you're getting 4 out of 5 stars on many of these.
We're
on all of those, in fact, that we're talking about.
There's a lot of work that goes into it, but we're certainly proud of it, and we're hoping to get one of our other stars back next year. So we'll see what happens after January 1st.
During this time frame when COVID's going on, and we see, you know, to me, there's so much stress in people's lives.
Yeah.
It's causing more heart problems, more strokes.
You know, a lot of people coming in. And whether it's increased numbers, I'm not sure because I haven't looked at it like that, but we sure see a lot of people that are a lot sicker than they ordinarily would be. So, you know, whatever you got to do, get out to see your doctor, call, you know, do a telemedicine visit or whatever you got to do. It's important because you know, your doctor sees you once a year and they can notice subtle changes, and that's really important. So I encourage you to get out there and see your physician.
Okay. All right, we're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've talked about the new TAVR valve replacement that I have a personal friend that's had him do it down at UC Davis, and if it had been a couple months from now, he could have done it right here. And what that does is it replaces a valve in your heart without them opening your chest up and having to go in that way.
We're shooting for November 15th to have it for our first procedure, but we'll see. You know, COVID always throws a curveball, and you know, well, you know, it's done a few things to us, unfortunately. One of those things is getting regulators up here to inspect. You know, because we put a new CAT scan in, and this is a 128 slice CAT scanner that's going to have some incredible capabilities for this area, and we'll be able to do a lot of really high end vascular studies on it, and
So unfortunately, you know, the regulators can't get up here to certify so we can start using it. And so that's one of the things that's really a problem during this pandemic.
Is it because they're behind, or is it they just don't want to come up
here? Well, they're not allowed to, a lot of times they're not allowed to travel. So,
oh,
you know, that's been a little difficult. We've had some projects that have gotten delayed because of that. So,
and where do they have to come from?
Sacramento.
Oh, come on. Come on. You know, what?
I don't know what to tell you.
Tell them that we got rodeos going up here with 2,000 people in the open air, you know, during the height of COVID, and yeah, we had nobody get sick. Tell them to drive up here and be somebody.
Yeah, policy's policy. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
keep making those calls.
Just one last question.
Yeah.
Can a veteran have orthopedic scheduled surgery here in Redding instead of going to Sacramento?
Absolutely.
The answer is yes. You can.
Yeah.
Tavers, T-A-V-R-S. Thank you very much for that passionate being. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. You know, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. This is the Northern California's premier retirement community. It's right here in town. When there's no fires, it is so beautiful. You can get out and walk around. You're close to everything there. They have a gourmet chef. You don't have to worry about toilet paper. You don't have to worry about plumbing. Just worry about enjoying yourself. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active senior citizens there. They're pet friendly. They've got it all there. If you just give Brian a call at 238-5981, he can probably, you know, let you take a look at a place, look what the living facilities look like, all of these things, you know, the apartments and, you know, the chow hall. And I say chow hall. It's called a dining facility. I call it a chow hall because way too many years in the Marine Corps. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, that's good. He's got the fever, huh? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. She'll be back tomorrow. She's always on assignment, by the way, on Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, but she's here Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 8:50 in the morning here on the 8th. And the temperature is approximately 75 degrees, going on up to 93 today. The winds are blowing. We're still in the middle of fire season, my friends. Be careful of the people that were having a gender reveal for their baby used a smoke machine and started the fire. That is totally uncontained right now. And they're saying is that they can be charged for the fire, to put out the fire. Yeah, you know how much money that is? It's millions.
It's got to be expensive.
I wonder if it was a boy or a girl. Don't know. Or other. I'm not sure if that's good. I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. The big thing, there's been talk about a vaccine coming soon. Coming soon to your location.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on this vaccine?
Well, we really have to pay attention to the science and listen to the scientists on this and make sure that we don't cut any corners. Certainly, I understand the need to develop a vaccine expeditiously, but, you know, we've been one of the leading countries in the world for developing medicines and vaccines, and I certainly don't want to see us take any shortcuts for whatever political reasons or whatever anything else that's out there. We just need to make sure that we get it right because it's important. And I think we'll probably have something by the spring, I would imagine. I think Thanksgiving's probably a little aggressive, but we'll see. I know that they're doing a lot of parallel manufacturing of vaccines that are being tested now so we can get them out there and released immediately. But
including right here in Reading.
That's right. There is a study going on in Reading now. That's correct.
Yeah, you know, of all the places they're doing in Reading, and they describe Reading as being a great, beautiful place and all this. But they described all of Reading like, yeah, you know what, it's a beautiful area and blah, 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 blah. And said, yeah, they have their homeless problems. I mean, it was a description of Reading. And then it said, here is up here in this, right, this small area. We're the largest town up here. By far,
yep.
And we're doing COVID testing or vaccine testing right up here.
That's correct.
And I think it was Paradigm or something like that.
Yes, I think that's the name. And I think they're looking for about 700 test subjects. So I think they're getting pretty close to that.
$75 to $120 a visit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I saw that. But of course, that's if so it's called Paradigm. If you're interested in this. This vaccine, Dr. Fauci said that it could only be like 50% effective. I read that last month, so I don't know if things have changed since then.
Yeah, I know that they're testing a bunch of different vaccines at this point. I think there's like three or four major ones going on in the U.S. That's kind of not my wheelhouse. I would hope it would be more than 50% effective. That's
it's not a low bar there.
Yeah, that's a coin toss for sure.
Yeah,
huh?
I get it. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, 50%,
well, they,
huh?
Yeah, the polls I saw, you know, I don't. You know what? Here's what I think. Unless I know who's taking the poll and what questions they ask, right. I never pay attention to polls. But you know, one poll said there's only like 20% of the people said, yeah, I'll run out there right away and get it. Others,
you bring up a really good point about polling in this country. It's gotten so much different.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing, everybody has a cell phone now. And, you know, if you remember back in the day, you know, Gallup, and they used to call your landline and survey people that way, and a lot of people don't have landlines anymore.
And I think the last election sure, you know, made it pretty apparent that the polling isn't that accurate right at this point. We're going to have to figure out another way to get some.
It was a complete landslide at the beginning of the election. I mean, a complete landslide.
That's right.
And they were actually saying it on the news that well, he may be lucky to carry a state here.
Yeah.
Trump will, you know, and looks like this is a complete runaway, a landslide for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And Hillary's still standing in the corner going, I won.
Yeah, I stayed up and watched the whole, all the results coming in. I think the most shocked guy in the room was the president when he saw he was getting elected. And he's like, oh, my gosh, this is going to happen. That's because of the polls that were out there. It's just, so I think hopefully we can – I don't know what the plan's going to be, but to be sure, we have to figure out some way to poll our population because we haven't been too successful lately.
We do poll it. It's called the election. And if you just wait, till everything's over, have no early polling, have no exit polls, because obviously last time people that voted for Trump were going to say that.
That's right.
Well, who'd you vote for? And they're, I'm not going to tell you, or I don't want to be polled. Anyway, gosh, you know what? It's September. Let me see.
A
month and a half to the election.
Something like that. 2 months.
What impact would a Democrat administration have on hospitals and medicine?
I guess we generally do. I think we probably do the same under each type of an administration, just because there's a lot of regulations that are already in existence. Mm-hmm. But, I think when you look at certainly what Obama did with the Affordable Care Act, that had a huge impact on the healthcare system in this country. And I think the president currently has done some things as well that have had benefits. So, again, I think, both parties are pretty hands-on when it comes to healthcare. So we don't. I think that we were affected kind of the same way by both parties. So
you're just reacting to whoever's in there, but because of the regulations already there. But how many more? I mean, the number of regulations that are forced down on our medical community is just because having doctors in my family, both sides of the family, and then knowing people like yourself and many others in the healthcare industry. When does it become just too much?
Well, from a regulatory perspective, I mean, we do see a lot more regulations coming down from the Democratic Party. So that it starts to get a little, constrictive, and then we do see some of the regulations lighten up a little bit under the Republicans, but. It's a heavily regulated industry, that's for sure. I mean, right along with aerospace and everything else. I mean, we're
and you're not you're not sitting up there at the decision making level, though. I think that you could probably be a good one to have up there. But the big pharma, Trump is wants to cut back on the amount that prescriptions cost.
Yeah,
is that a doable thing, and still not have the, and still be able to do research?
I think other countries have figured it out, so we should be able to do the same thing. I mean, I know a lot of people that buy their medications from Canada, and it's the same product. So we need to figure something out in this country because pharmacy medications drives up the cost of healthcare. Technology, when you look at new MRI units and CAT scans and cath labs and all this type of, or even just what we pay for a hospital bed, it's just that's the type of stuff that just drives up the cost of healthcare, unfortunately. So we have to figure something out with pharmacy, because pharmaceuticals, I think, in my opinion, it's a national security issue. I think when we look at how much of it's manufactured offshore,
that's
concerns
right. You brought that up before. Yeah. How much of it comes in from China?
It's really concerning. And so we need to figure this out, because we dodged a bullet this time, but next time we might not be so lucky.
So China, if they wanted, you could just cut that off.
Absolutely. And they did. They did.
They did
cut off a lot of stuff, to save it for their own population. And so we kind of at first took a big
hit. That impacted on Shasta Regional, in fact, specifically.
The whole U.S. it did. So
yeah,
there's no question.
Yeah. When they held things back or just canceled flights.
Yeah. That's, they stopped planes. There was one company that talked about one of their cargo planes being stopped at the runway and turned back, wouldn't let them take off to bring the supplies here. So I hope we learn from this, and we definitely need to get more manufacturing back on U.S. soil because it's important.
Okay. So. Casey Fatch, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Time frame.
Always a pleasure.
You know what? It's Shasta Region. I mean, you know, you're working with the VA. You're constantly getting new things up here, so people do not have to travel down there. And one person was really surprised to find out you could get a scheduled orthopedic surgery right here in Reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask. That's all.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you got to do is just ask the
doctor. Yep. I don't want to travel.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yep. Well, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the Chamber of Commerce, and there's so many things going on with the Chamber of Commerce, with new businesses, with grants, and all these things.
Yeah, Jake's doing a hell of a job over there.
Yeah, you know, he's working hard over there, and we're starting to see results. So everybody have a great day. The air quality.